Changing Lanes, the official podcast of BMW.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Changing Lanes, the official podcast of BMW. My name is Nikki Shields.
And I'm Jonathan Tilley.
And on today's podcast, well, we're not talking about cars specifically. We're actually talking about an event, which, given the fact that we haven't really had a proper event for about the last 2 years, means we are particularly excited.
Yes.
And also the fact that it happens to be an event that is in Germany. Mm-hmm. It's also for the very first time taking place in Munich, which of course is the hometown of BMW. Any guesses what event I could be talking about?
Come on, people. I mean, unless you've been living under a rock, right? The answer's obvious. It's the International Mobility Show Germany, of course, or simply put, International Mobility Show, or in German, it's the Internationale Automobilausstellung, or IAA for short.
Yay, IAA. That's the one I know. And actually, because I'm a terrible journalist, I was going to research what is the translation of Ausstellung before we recorded this podcast, but I haven't yet. So please tell me, what does it mean?
Yes.
I don't know what the translation of that is. So I've been wondering what the final A stands
right
for in IAA.
So I, Internationale, international.
Thank you.
First A.
Thanks so much.
Automobile.
Yes, I know,
obvious.
I am blonde.
Right. But the third A, look at me, go having my blonde moment. The second A, or the third letter, Ausstellung is yes, exhibit. So it's the International Automobile
okay
exhibit.
Perfect. Thank yeah you very
there
much.
You
but I will never be calling it that. I will be sticking to IAA because, of course, that is what most people know it. That's what
exactly
we all refer to it about. But we are super excited.
Yes, most definitely. And from here on out, we will be calling it the IAA. So if you get confused, just stick to IAA. It's all good.
So what is it that is so special about the IAA this year? And also you're probably wondering what BMW are actually doing at the IAA. Well, that is exactly what we're going to be going through in today's podcast, answering all of those questions and hopefully getting you excited, whether you're attending as a visitor or will be attending virtually as a sort of BMW fan or just an IAA visitor.
Exactly. So let's start with, what is the IAA? Well, I mean, like we said about the name, it's a little bit confusing depending upon what language you speak. So the IAA is also separated into two different events in two different locations in Germany, just to make it a little bit more complex for our brains. All right. So here's the background details if you do not know it yet. So in the odd numbered years, just like now in 2021, the IAA, it's going to be held for the very first time in Munich, like Nikki said, with mobility solutions, including passenger vehicles and motorcycles and bikes, being displayed as the IAA Mobility Show. In the past, it was held in Frankfurt, but now it's going to be held in Munich, and we're so excited. Now, what about the even-numbered years, right? So the IAA is held in Hannover, Germany, with commercial vehicles as the IAA Transportation Show, right? So this year, the IAA Mobility Show, the largest mobility event in the world, is happening for the very first time in Munich, hometown of BMW. Home turf, baby, from September 7th to the 12th. And that means it's happening right now as we speak. This is huge. It's literally the place to be for world premieres and innovations, which just sets everything in motion and can make major waves. So this is truly groundbreaking stuff. Now, some people go to the IAA to see the big celebrities speak on stage. But honestly, come on. The real stars of the show are the cars, right? But with so many people and so many cars, you're probably wondering, where exactly in Munich will this all be taking place and how to wrap your head around it? Nikki, do you want to tell them?
Sure. I mean, this is a very simple answer. Where is it going on in Munich? The answer to that is everywhere.
Yeah.
Literally everywhere. There isn't, it's brilliant this year because there isn't just one trade show hall like typically has been in the past. Instead, actually the entire city of Munich is opening itself up to the IAA. And in total, there's going to be over 500 different exhibitors. There's also 500 different individual events going on across downtown Munich. So it really is going to be quite special. But it's just, I think it's brilliant. You know, we haven't been able to do this, and so many motor shows over the past couple of years have had to be cancelled for obvious reasons. And just finally all being able to come back together and celebrate what's going on in the automotive space and all the new launches, and actually be able to see these cars and all the new models and the new launches, you know, up close and personal and face to face, and also being able to hear from, there's going to be loads of guest speakers and there's just so much going on. It's going to be a bit tricky to work out what you want to do while you're there, but a little bit more on exactly where you can experience everything. There's going to be the open space and the open space extended, where you can actually access test tracks as well. And they're going to be various routes. So you will get to experience some of those cars and drive them for yourself. There's also the Blue Lane Road. That's a 12-kilometre long test route for climate-friendly vehicles only, of course. That's all we're really interested in now. Yeah. Now it's 2021, of course. But there's lots of action taking place down at the IAA Mobility Summit and Conference. And you know, it just really is such an amazing meeting point. It is the event of the year for the mobility and the motoring industry. And yeah, we're just going to have a good old time listening to the debates, the keynote speeches. There's going to be lots of new car launches, press conferences going on. So it's going to be rather busy. And if you are wondering, hang on a minute, how is all of this event happening, given the fact that we are still experiencing COVID? Do not worry. Obviously, they've taken all the correct measures. Lots of protocols are going to be observed and various testing before you get to the site and when you're on the site. So that is all very safe. So that's something not to worry about. But I think the big question is, I suppose there's lots going on, but what if you're a BMW fan? What are BMW offering this year at IAA?
Exactly. So Munich, BMW goes hand in hand. So why will this not disappoint BMW fans? Well, I don't want to brag, but BMW is the biggest exhibitor at this year's IAA. I mean,
I think that was a bit of bragging. Yeah,
that's a bit of a flex, right? I mean, it's home turf, isn't it? You know, you want to make a good first impression. So, of course, BMW will be all over the IAA.
Wow, now, I can't wait.
It's insane, right? I mean, wherever you turn, it's going to be BMW. And, you know, with over 100 years of history, BMW is totally taking the lead in this transformational process, which is truly all about sustainable mobility of the future. And something that I'm really interested in, and the best part is actually that we can all be a part of it no matter where you are, if you're in Munich or if you're watching virtually. And we'll get to that at the end of the podcast, how to tune in virtually. But there's some specific things that BMW is focusing on that I think is super important for us to just tune into. For example, the many different forms of shared driving pleasure. I mean, first and foremost, that's awesome anyway. We want to learn more about it. The second thing is the innovations for consistently increased sustainability. I know. We're hitting you over the head with sustainability, but it's the future. So what better place to learn more about it than at the IAA, right? And number three, the visions of what urban mobility will look like in the future. The i4. The iX, which we're going to get to in a second.
Getting me excited, Jonathan.
I know. So BMW fans, y'all are going to be welcomed to the halls at the exhibition grounds, to BMW's four-cylinder building, headquarters that we all know and love, BMW Welt and the BMW Museum, and to the BMW hubs exploring the themes of sustainability and circular economy, making circular economy the leitmotif of the IAA. Now, one place that you could stop by, because it's just going to be huge, Munich is going to be packed, and you're like, information overload, make sure you stop by the BMW Sustainability Lab, where new tech and innovations are going to be developed to increase the sustainability of mobility in the future. All these things are going to be revealed and discussed with interactive robots, which I think is really cool, moving up and down a runway called the Sustainability Catwalk. I'm a total dork. I love robots. I love tech. And seeing them finally take center stage and go up and down the sustainability catwalk, yeah, that's
you
want to
strut your stuff down there as well, don't you? I can see you
exactly.
Now. You're going to like jump in on the end.
In my robot costume, you know, exactly. Try and fit in with them.
Get your springing in Star Wars outfit.
Another thing you should check out is the Re-BMW Circular Lab. Now, the Re-BMW Circular Lab is a totally new communication and experience platform that is all about accessibility, transparency, interconnectedness for basically everyone. Now, there are many exciting features and storytelling options that offer a truly authentic perspective when it comes to circular economy. And I know we keep saying circular economy. What is it? How can we wrap our heads around it? This is where you can learn all about it. So the main focus of the Re-BMW Circular Lab is on circular thinking and the consciousness for a new and sustainable call to action for the entire design process and beyond. These are beautiful words, Jonathan, but what do you mean, right? So let's break it down. It's all about rethink, reuse, reduce, and recycle. And these four principles, they're directly correlated to the leitmotif of BMW, which is, like I said before, circular economy. So what about these four principles? Let's get a little bit more hyper-specific. All right, rethink. When you rethink of something, you're thinking something over, right? Like, do I want to have Chinese takeout tonight, or do I want to cook something by myself? You have a think about it, right? Not just with your takeout and with your food, but actually about circular economy, really thinking about the circularity of sustainable materials, taking a moment, pausing, and having to think about it. Second thing is reduce. How do you do more with less, wherever and however possible, right? Third part, reuse. How can we extend the lifespan of materials and products? Now, this is what I find absolutely fascinating of how with a circular economy, things are just completely reused in a totally different way that actually look more modern, more efficient, have a longer lifespan. This is truly amazing. And then the fourth part, recycle. How can we keep resources inside the circular economy for as long as possible? Definitely check out the ReBMW Circular Lab to dive even deeper into this idea of circular economy and really get inside the entire idea process of what the circular economy really is.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating, isn't it? This whole approach to circular design and the ethos behind it. And it's, you know, it really is the way that we can be fully 100% sustainable going forward. Mm. So that will be a really interesting area to visit. Another area I'm particularly excited about is the BMW Hub, because it's where we will get to see in person for the very first time not one but two new BMW electric cars. What am I talking about? Yes, of course, it's the i4 and the iX. You know, there's been so much talk about both of these cars, and they are truly spectacular. The i4, of course, being that five-door grand coupe. It's sporty, it's elegant, but it's fully electric. And the iX, well, it just speaks for itself. It is a cut above the rest. It is this sort of luxurious all-electric SAV. It's fast, it's sporty, and it has a range of 380 miles. So, you know, you cannot complain of range anxiety any longer when it comes to driving an EV. Like, honestly, this car blew me away when I got the chance to see it first time. So, would highly recommend going down to BMW Hub, checking it out, because this is where we really see this new step towards e-mobility and digitalization as well. And you can see the BMW eDrive technology in the fifth generation and just how it suddenly makes it really possible for zero emission free driving with a beautiful, luxurious, high end car with an amazing range. Yeah. So, you know, all of those kind of anxieties that come sometimes with buying an electric car are taken away. So it's wonderful to see that. And also there's a bit of sort of an explanation of how those sustainability standards have been put in place. So yeah, that's going to be really exciting. And actually we've both interviewed Kai Langer, who is the head of BMW iDesign, and we're really excited to be able to see the iX properly close up and personal. You can now too. And if you do want to listen, actually, we did an interview. We've done two interviews with Kai Langer, the head of BMW iDesign. So do look that up in the Changing Lane podcast if you want to hear a bit more of an in-depth discussion with him.
Exactly. Now, just to DJ off of what you said, Nikki, about the iX being luxurious and environmentally friendly, I think even in the backs of our minds, we're thinking, you know, good for the environment, but it's maybe granola, crunchy. It's not really, it's like, but this is the perfect merging of it can be environmentally friendly, but it can be awesome. It can be the next level of luxury. Just because it's environmentally friendly doesn't mean that the luxuriousness, the niceness of it is negated. Actually, they go hand in hand. And I'm excited to see the iX most definitely at the IAA. So yeah, it'll be hard to tear me away from looking at it.
Yeah, exactly. As you say, no compromises have been made.
Exactly. But the thing is, to bring these two ideas together, from environmentally friendly to making something look really good and feel luxurious, these ideas had to start somewhere. Segue two, the BMW startup garage hub, right? Where ideas in a startup idea environment come together. So for anyone who likes watching Shark Tank in the States, or it's also called Dragon's Den in the UK, or if you're in Germany, it's called Hölle der Löwen, then you've got to stop by the BMW startup garage. Now, this is an exhibit that showcases a selection of innovative startups, which are now part of the BMW startup garage scheme, and they already play a major role in increasing sustainability. So like I was saying before, where environmentally friendly car design meets luxurious car design, you know, this is what's being brought out into the IAA right now. But with this BMW startup garage hub, the ideas, that's where everything's cooking behind the scenes, right? So the aim of the BMW startup garage is to provide early access to new technologies and innovations focusing on the future of mobility. So if you like to see a startup pitch, like on all those TV shows, this might be the place for you to see how an idea really becomes something later on down the line. Also, a thing for you to check out is the BMW four-cylinder building and the BMW Welt. I mean, seriously, you can't just go for like an afternoon. You just to experience all the BMW things that are being offered at the IAA.
Also, just to sort of mention, there are going to be another two areas, because at the summit, it's where all the new vehicles and innovations are going to be unveiled. And therefore, BMW has a number of different hubs that you can actually check out. And also, you've then got the open space where BMW will be holding discussions with trade professionals. And then the public can obviously come down, have a listen, and get involved in the Q&A. So there really is lots of ways to experience the IAA. You can, of course, also experience it virtually. Don't worry if you don't live in Munich or you haven't managed to hop on a flight or drive down. Panic not. You can still enjoy it from the comfort of your living room or even your bed. we won't tell anyone. So you can get involved virtually as well and experience it that way. Now, the BMW Group Digital World at the IAA is called Joytopia, which I quite like that word, Joytopia.
Me too.
And it's a really fun and easy way to experience it. You can actually get free access to Joytopia by going to joytopia.com. You don't need an email address. You don't need a password to sign up. You can literally just get on your desktop computer, your laptop, or actually even your smartphone, to be honest, and you get your own little avatar. So you can pick what your avatar looks like and that your avatar then can interact with others and check everything out. I believe you can even take a selfie with your avatar. So
Yes. You
can experience it like you were there, which is wonderful. And if you do take a selfie of your avatar at the event, do post it on social media and use the hashtag ChangingLanes. We'll check it out. We want to see and hear from you. But while you are on Joytopia, you'll also be greeted by a virtual fox, which is just brilliant. The fox will then show you around. So virtual fox will give you a bit of a tour and make it a bit fun, but also give you plenty of information. So you have a really good time discovering the IAA in the virtual world. But just to sort of reiterate, I think it comes back to the topics that obviously Jonathan has already mentioned here. The three kind of main worlds that we see in Joytopia is Rethink, which focuses on the circular economy. Reimagine, which is the main stage for all things that BMW will be presenting and all the BMW shows. And then there's Rebirth, where you'll actually be inside a gigantic mini vision Urbanaut that will show you all of the options for individual urban mobility of the future. Sounds really, really cool. So I would really get involved in the Rebirth part of all of that. And who knows? You might actually even see me and Jonathan inside Joytopia with our avatars checking things out virtually. And if you do, please come and say hello.
Yes, most definitely. I'm really excited about the IAA, and I'm really excited that it's happening in Munich. And then it's home turf of BMW. And I just think it's going to make a huge impact on the future of mobility. And I think also having the opportunity to dive into understanding what circular economy is, because we're talking about it all the time and it's, for some people, it might be hard to wrap their heads around it. So I think it's an amazing opportunity for people to really immerse themselves into it, have an experience, and really understand how cool this is.
Exactly. And just see how much development has been going on as well. You know, I think people will be sort of blown away at the sort of the new technology and how much of a leap it's made forward. And particularly, you know, when it comes to checking out the tech hub and the new ideas that are being discussed at the moment. So it really will be absolutely fascinating. We cannot wait. Hopefully we'll see you there either physically or in the virtual world.
Yes.
But both will be just as enjoyable.
Exactly.
And thank you so much again for listening to this week's episode of Changing Lanes.
Yes, thank you. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you subscribe to our podcast for future episodes as well.
And if you do want to dive deeper into all things BMW, then make sure all you have to do is head on over to BMW.com to learn more.
And also joytopia.com to dive on into the virtual experience of the IAA. I'm Jonathan Tilley.
I'm Nikki Shields.
And this has been Changing Lanes.
We'll see you next time.